नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge. Text 16. Can distribute the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 9, text 16. It's more or less in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita. It's text 16 of the 9th chapter. First we'll read the Sanskrit. Aham kratur aham jahya Svadaham am aushadam Mantroham am evahyam Am achnir am hutam Aham katuram jahya Svadaham am aushadam Mantram am efyahyam Aham mahir aham mutam Aham kratur aham chahya Svadaham am oshadam Mantram am efyahyam Aham mahir aham mutam. Please repeat. Aham katuram chakya Svadam am oshadam Mantram am evahyam Aham mahir aham mutam. Aham katuram chakya Svadam aushadam Mantraham am evahyam Aham akniram aham mutam. Vaishnavis? Aham katuram chakya Svadam aushadam Mantram am evahyam Aham akhnir aham mutam Aham I Kratu Vedic ritual Aham I Chahya Smriti Chahya Smriti Sacrifice. Smriti sacrifice. Svada oblation. Aham. I. Aham. I. Aushadam. Healing herb. Mantra. Transcendental chant. Aham. I, aham, I, eva, certainly, achyam, melted butter, aham, I, achni, fire, aham, I, hutam, offering. Translation and purport by Abhay Chandravina Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. But it is I who am the ritual I the sacrifice, the offering to the ancestors, the healing herb, the transcendental chant. I am the butter and the fire and the offering. Please repeat. But it is I who am the ritual. I the sacrifice, the offering to the ancestors, the healing herb, the transcendental chant. I'm the butter and the fire and the offering. And the commentary by Srila Prabhupada. The Vedic sacrifice known as Jyotistoma is also Krishna, and he is also the Mahajahya mentioned in the Smriti. The oblations offered to the Pitriloka, or the sacrifice performed to please the Pitriloka, considered as a kind of dreg in the form of clarified butter, is also Krishna. The mantras chanted in this connection are also Krishna. And many other commodities made with milk products for offering in the sacrifices are also Krishna. The fire is also Krishna, because fire is one of the five material elements and is therefore claimed as a separate energy of Krishna. In other words, the Vedic sacrifices recommended in the Karma Kanda division of the Vedas are in total also Krishna. Or in other words, those who are engaged in rendering devotional service unto Krishna are to be understood to have performed all the sacrifices recommended in the Vedas. Ham katu ram chakhya svadaham am oshadam mantram am evachyam am magnir aham utam. But it is I who am the ritual, I the sacrifice, the offering of the ancestors, the healing herb, the transcendental chant, I am the butter and the fire and the offering. Omajana timrandasya jnanjana salaka Sakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shi gurve nama Chitchitanya manurvistam staptam yena bhutale svaram yopakadam ayam dadati sva padantiyam Vandiyam shiru shiruda padkamlam shirum vaishnavam sa shirupam sarchatam sarganaragnatam ptam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam si krishna chitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sakanalita Sivishakam Pitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jyatpati Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavanashvri Vishabana Sudadevi Pranamaya Haripriye Vankha Kalptrubesha Kripasan Vivisha Patnam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Chai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadak Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charisamti Namini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravaina Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarani Srila Prabhupada. So in this verse, Lord Krishna says, I am the ritual, I am the sacrifice, and so on. So, why is Krishna telling us that this in this verse? Why does that appear here in the Bhagavad Gita? to understand that, we have to situate the verse in the context. We have to go back a few verses. Because in verse 13, there Lord Krishna explains, all great souls connect with the spiritual energy that It's important for us to know how we connect with the spiritual energy. How do we connect the spiritual energy? How do we connect the material energy? We connect these energies that by our desire. That desire, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport of 5:15 of the Bhagavad Gita. That's the verse. Nadate kachit papam. The Lord is omnipotent, but the living entity is not. The Lord is Vibhu or omniscient, but the living entity is Anu or atomic. Because he is a living soul, he has the capacity to desire by his free will. So that's our free will, we can desire. That such desires will be fulfilled by the omnipotent Lord. So we may desire, but who will fulfill it? The Lord. That's it here. And so when the living entity is bewildered in his desires, the Lord allows him to fulfill those desires. But the Lord is never responsible for the actions and reactions of the particle situation. It's a little further, Srila Prabhupada says, desire is a subtle form of conditioning for the living entity. The Lord fulfills his desires as he deserves. Man proposes and God disposes. The individual is not therefore omnipotent in fulfilling his desires. The Lord, however, can fulfill all desires, and the Lord, being neutral to everyone, does not interfere with the desires of the minute, independent living entity. The Bhagavad Gita explains that we are a spirit soul, we are not a body. That's the first lesson, ABC, in spiritual life. Understand that the body and the soul are different. But then we have to know, what does the body do? And what does the soul do? That the soul desires. And the symptoms of the soul is consciousness. And this consciousness is filled with his desires. Or this consciousness is clear or polluted. It's clear when the living entity has a pure desire to act out of love for God. But if the consciousness is polluted, then that becomes difficult. And that what is this pollution? Pollution means mainly lust, anger, greed, all products of the mouth of passion and ignorance, and they are the cause and also the result of the consciousness that let us think I am this body. But desire. We connect with the Supreme Lord by Mahatmanas to Mamparta Devim Prakatim Ashvitaha. Great souls, Krishna says, connect with the divine energy, with the spiritual energy. Now, how do we do that? How do we connect with the spiritual energy? It's explained in the next verse. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatanto sadrita vritya namiyant samam bhaktya nitya yukta upashate. Great souls, what do? What's the activities? they always glorify the Supreme Lord. So they chant always Hare Krishna. And by that by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, they connect with the divine energy by chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord. That's the process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. That's how we connect with the Supreme Lord. Krishna will explain in the 12th chapter that if we cannot do that always, thinking of the Supreme Lord and chanting His holy name, then we have to follow the process of sadhana bhakti. But here in this verse, in the 9th chapter, so Krishna first describes the Mahatmas, those who are in pure consciousness, fully engaged in love of God, and then their activities, Satatam Kirtayantamam. But then in verse 15, that's the previous verse, Krishna speaks about all the others. All the others who are not at the level of Satatam Kirtayantamam, what with them? Others, Krishna says, were engaged in sacrifice by the cultivation of knowledge. Worship the Lord as the one without a second. These are impersonalists. As diverse in many and in the universal form. Now, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, So Krishna has explained the position of a Mahatma in previous verses. So one who always chant Hare Krishna and always fixes his mind on the Supreme Lord. But then there are others. And the others, Krishna already explained in the 7th chapter of the Gita. In the 7th chapter, he said, Chaturvidabhijantimam. Shana sukini, thank you, it's Shana, persons, Shana sukiti narayana, achta shikna shur achtarti, jana sa, paratak shava. He said before, there are four kinds of people who also approach me. But they have material desires. They have some business to do with God. Four kinds of business. First is the distressed. Those who are suffering and want relief from their suffering, those who are inquisitive, who are after knowledge, they want knowledge, that's what they know, then achtarti, that's those who want wealth, to become rich. A lot of mine. And then you have the jnani, and that's the best. He wants to know the absolute truth, who God is. That is also a desire. So, and Krishna says, yes, that's very good. They are also dear to me, those who approach me with material desires, because they will become purified. They will become purified when they act for Krishna. But then, in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada says, and then there are also others, still lower. There are those who worship Himself as one of the Supreme Lord. So the impersonalists who want to merge in the Brahman light, that the spiritual energy, which is an energy of Krishna. And by doing so, they think they become Brahman or part of God. So they become God. And then others, he says, there are others who concoct some form of the Supreme Lord and worship that, invent some form. And then those who accept the universal form, the Vishwarup, they think the only thing that exists is the whole universe, and they worship the whole universe. Yes. But then further Srila Prabhupada said, So this last persons, they cannot see anything beyond the manifestation of this material universe. They consider the universe to be supreme, the supreme organism or entity, and worship that. The universe is also a form of the Lord. Now, all these classes, especially the last three one, they fail to understand how everything is connected in this world with the Supreme Lord. Because to become Krishna conscious means that one understands that one is not independent in fulfilling his desires, that is dependent. And Krishna gives you examples how we are dependent on his energies, because he's going to describe all his energies, and he will say, I'm also these energies. That, because Krishna has his energies. That so also the Bhagavatam, the study of the Bhagavatam is meant for that, especially the first nine cantos, to understand how everything in this world is connected with Krishna. Because in this world, everything, one symptom of all the conditioned souls is they have forgotten God. And that's the symptom. That's called Mahamaya. It's the illusory energy which make us think that we are the doer of everything. But Krishna is now really going to explain how dependent we are on his energies. That, because here you have a sacrifice, the Vedic ritual. Yeah, Krishna says, I'm the sacrifice. I'm the oblations, I'm the fire, I'm the butter, I'm everything. Without that, you cannot do a sacrifice. It's like we have eyes. But the eyes to see, first you need light. Where is the light coming from? It's coming from the sun, the light. Where is the sun? Where is that energy coming from? We receive sunshine for millions of years, and the power does not diminish. Where does that come from? An extraordinary power. You can understand that's coming from Krishna. It's in the Vedas is described that the power of the sun is a reflection of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is effulgence of Lord Krishna's body. So therefore, if we look at the sky, then we see the sky is blue. Why is the sky blue? Because it's a reflection of Krishna's body, and Krishna's body is blue. So just to see, you need light, and you see objects. You need objects to see. All these objects are created by Krishna. You see a green color, it's green because atoms are so formed by Krishna within every atom that makes this color for us to see. But then Krishna has given us a mind, subtle body, so that we can perceive the form in the mind, which is biologically, is coming through the eyes. That scene is experienced in the mind. That scene is experienced by the soul, who sees through all these things. And we are completely dependent on that. Then Krishna says, Sarvasya Samridisha Sanifishta Smiti Janam Apamsam. Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart. And I'm giving memory, forgetfulness, knowledge, all these things. So all knowledge we have come from Krishna. We are dependent on everything we do. Just knowledge is coming from him. That's memory. Everything we remember. So in that way, we can understand that we are completely dependent. Even up to moving our hands. So if we are becoming conscious of that and understand when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Prakita kriyamani guna karma sarvasa am ankaritya. No, it's Prakita kriyamani guna karma sarvasa ankarityami. Hankara vimudatma kartam iti manyati. So Krishna says in that verse that one who does not see that I'm the doer in everything, because everything is done in this world by material nature. And one who thinks himself the doer is a vimuta, a big ass, Krishna says. So one who thinks he's independent of all these energies. So Krishna makes us conscious here. The conditioned soul has forgotten Krishna in this world and is going to tell him where he can be found in this world, in all his energies, and he will list all his energies. So every time we see a fire sacrifice, a fire, we know Krishna is in the fire. We know that Krishna says in, yes, please, in the butter. Yeah. He's all the energy is also the butter, because where is the butter come from? Because Krishna says, Ishvara sarvabhutnam ritsarunatistani pramyam sarvabhutanam yantra rudayamayam. Krishna says every body, every living entity is seated in a machine, made of material energy. So all bodies are yantras, machines. And there is one machine which is called cow, and it's a wonderful machine. The cow eats grass and produces milk. The scientist may try to make such a machine, but this will be very difficult. But that's Krishna who made these machines and all the construction. And the milk comes from the cow. But it's blood transformed in milk. And it's Krishna who makes this transformation, who creates this machine, who maintains it, who creates it. In that sense, we can understand butter, the milk turns in yogurt and then it is churned into butter, and then we have butter, which comes from Krishna. But there is also another aspect on this verse of today which is very important, because it explains how we transform material energy in spiritual energy. In a sacrifice, you have the spoon, you have the oblations, you have the sacrifice. It's all meant to please Krishna. And because it's all meant to please Krishna, it becomes all spiritualized. So that's our process of spiritualization of things, of material energy. We transform it into spiritual energy. And that's our business. We have to transform everything into spiritual energy, especially starting with our own subtle body. We have to spiritualize our subtle body, our mind. That's yoga. Yoga means control the mind. And what must be in the mind? Krishna says, Maya sakta manaparta yogam yungam matashvasa samsyam samagam ma. Maya sakta manapartam yogam yungam adashyasa samsya samagam yata shaknash tachvina. Krishna says, O Arjun, listen now very carefully. Tachvina, that's very important I'm going to say. He said, just by fixing on your mind in me, you can know me in full. So, fixing one's mind on Krishna, that spiritualizes the mind, because the mind is full of material contaminations, of I and mine ideas. How to spiritualize the mind? That just think of Krishna. The only thing we have to do, and never forget him. Very simple, but we cannot do it, because the mind is too contaminated. That's the only thing we have to do, because the mind, as is explained in Shri Isopanishad, as prophylactic and antiseptic. Krishna is explained as prophylactic and antiseptic. Everything that comes in contact with Krishna becomes spiritualized and purified of material contamination. So that's our business, spiritualizing the subtle body by engaging the mind always in Krishna's business. And therefore we chant Hare Krishna and we hear the Bhagavatam. Because here in this verse Krishna explains, yes, I'm the offering, I'm the butter, and so on, to help us to make connections with Krishna in this world, because that's the reality. Krishna is in control of everything. Maya dakshine prakriti chuchare chacharacham. Krishna says, I'm the superintendent of material nature, of all moving and unmoving things, that he's in control. Because the illusion is that we are independent. The process of surrender that Krishna describes at the end of Bhagavad Gita, in that process of surrender is first we have to understand how things are connected with Krishna. And therefore we need to approach the spiritual master. The business of the spiritual master is to help us to connect with Krishna. He's Krishna's representative. He has realization how Krishna is in everyone's heart. He sees Krishna at every moment. And it's the Uttam Adhikar. She's Vidya Vinaya Sampane Bhamna Gava Hastini Sun Shev Swapaksha Pandata Sama Darshinaha. It sees Krishna in the heart of an elephant, of a Brahman, of a dog, everywhere. So that's the business of a spiritual master, to bring us to that level. But we have to follow the process. Tatvini pane partne pari pari prashna na sevya upadekshan to take an amgani na stat padakshna. Means three things. SSI. Service, submission and inquiry. When I met for the first time the Swami, old Swami from Gujarat, that Mahavishnu Goswami from Gujarat, he told me the process is SSI, service, submission and inquiry. Inquiry from the spiritual master very submissively and serve his mission and it serve his instructions. That, and then Mahavishnu Goswami said to me, then you will get rid of LIF, lamentation, illusion and fear. But you, that's a consequence of becoming Krishna conscious. Because when you follow these instructions, then in the next verse Krishna says, Hyatvana Punarmama Ivan Yasyasi Panava, Yena Bhutanyasani Draksasyat Matyatomai. And then if you follow that, then you will see how everything is connected with me. And how everything is in me and how I am everything in this world. So then you start to make the connection. And hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, studied very deeply, will help us to make that connection. Because Bhagavad Gita is a wonderful book, but the knowledge cannot be remain on the theoretical platform. Not just study and learn verses and then trying to get all the things to know much, but we must know how to bring it into practice. That's the art of practicing Bhagavad Gita. That's important. We have to practice it to understand, but understand how to practice, then practice. And then there should be a result. If the result is not there, then maybe I did not understand, or I did not understand how to practice it. Back to the spiritual master, inquire, and then unless you get it. And that spiritual technique, after spiritual technique. So that's very important. That's how to connect with Krishna. And then, then you come on the boat of transcendental knowledge and so on. Too much to explain, but this is the basic idea behind this verse of today. Any questions? Yes? Yeah, that's a very good example of someone with conditions. You go to you see a film or what, and you start to identify with the personage, and you think this person is when in the film everyone is happy. Or something humoristic happens, then the person start to laugh. It's going with the emotions, with the personalities, and then when something dramatic happens, someone died in an accident, and you see people on the screen, tears coming from their eyes, and half of the public is also crying. So that's the same thing with identifying with the body. Then, if something good for the body happens, and you get a nice meal and something you like to eat, and then the mind feels happy and happiness in the mind, and But that happiness is experienced by the false ego and the mind, not by the soul. But it's because we are identifying with the body, we are going to hold this situation. And then something unhappy happens, and something bad happens. My son did not pass my exam in school, his exam in school, and upset, and this and that, and it's all created in the mind because of attachment. We think that's my son, that's this. It's all a drama, and we take the drama so serious because we are identifying with the body. But soon the drama is over. We have to leave the body. So what's the use of taking the drama? That's a deep psychology of the Bhagavad Gita to understand, but then to realize, that's another thing. And that's going gradually, but becoming undisturbed by all these things of the mind. Krishna consciousness is the art to become undisturbed in the most disturbing circumstances, remaining peaceful. A good point, thank you. You know, personal? You mean personal with others? Yeah. Of course, that goes back to relationships. If you are in a conditioned state, we are interested in how can I exploit this person? What can I get from this relationship? And that's the interest mostly between men and women. And a woman, yeah. The men want to enjoy the body of the woman, and women want to take advantage of the man because they have a different body. So that's business. But when there is then some problem in the business, immediately divorce. That's no spiritual culture. Directly divorce, because that's not a relationship from person to person. It's a relationship of false egos and interest of sense gratification. To come on the spiritual platform is a soul to soul relationship. Understand, I am a spirit soul. All this I and mine is a big illusion. And also but to come to that platform is, in a conditioned state, is two things to do. Have a good spiritual sadhana. Good. If you chant your rounds with great attention in the morning, then you get spiritual power during the day not to identify with the mind and the likes and dislikes of the mind, and to understand that you are a spiritual body. It's not perfect, but you have the spiritual power not to go into this sense gratification. That's one thing to do. The second thing to do is follow the spiritual etiquette in behavior. That's also very conducive. These two things will be helpful, but as long as our heart is not clean, we may always expect troubles in relationships, because it's a clash of interest that it comes from that interest that comes from that false ego, I and mine. And that happened also between devotees. But mostly it's not so severe, mostly, sometimes, because of conditioned nature, it's difficult to overcome. But it's a process of purification. It takes some time. But if we have a good sadhana and we know Vaishnava etiquette, a lot we can do about it. Anyway. Thank you very much. Shantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki.